Well, I'm glad to be here in the barn.
Yes, amen.
Amen. I believe our brother said last night, this is the only barn you'll ever come to that you take a shower before you come instead of after you leave. Well, I'm glad to be here in the barn and glad to have some friends here tonight. Amen. Appreciate all the friends wanting to come and worship the Lord with us. Isn't God good to us? I tell you what, there have been a lot of bad things happen in my life, and I ain't going to tell you and make you feel sorry for me. But I will tell you that God's never done anything bad to me. There have been some things that's happened, and I didn't understand why. But usually when I went back, I figured out it was my own doing. It wasn't God. And I was crying out to him, Lord, remember me? Pull me out one more time, Lord. I'll never do it again. Never do it again. And he's done it for me, and I appreciate him for that. And I want to say I appreciate so many, I don't want to start calling out names. But you know, I'm glad that there is no such thing as coincidence. Amen. I believe the Lord divinely orders our steps. And, been numerous times that we've been in Fort Smith. And Fort Smith, as I said, is a big city, about 100,000 people. And I live in the country outside that big zoo that they got over there on the other side of the line. But it's been a lot of times that I'll just go into a certain store and there'll be somebody there. Or just seeing somebody. It's not by accident. I tell you, I'm glad the Lord knows how to do that. But I do want to say tonight, it's good. I'm glad to have Brother Byers with us. Brother Bob Byers, and went to school with him. And also, I don't know if he wants me to acknowledge him or not, but I'm glad to have Christy here tonight. I tell you what, he's been a good friend to me. He has. And when we evangelize, there's a lot of times he helped me more than anybody will ever know. And I'm blessed by him being here. I mean that. And I appreciate him. And I pray for him a lot. God will just help him. And I hope that people pray for me. God will help me too. Because the Lord knows I sure need it. Amen. I was telling Christy just a few minutes ago, y'all didn't know it, but I was telling him, boy, I'm nervous tonight. And I get nervous just like anybody else. Nobody up here. Well, I tell you, I do appreciate the Lord and appreciate all of the meals that were provided for my family and I. Appreciate everything you've done, the hospitality, and appreciate the good table service that we got. And
yes,
just the other day, appreciate that good service. And you know, there's some people that enjoy doing what they do. Even when bad things happen, you can tell they're enjoying themselves. And so if you're used to seeing a preacher that doesn't enjoy himself, well, I'm going to once I get past the nervousness tonight, I'm going to enjoy myself. And so if it's a little other than what you're used to, just let me enjoy myself. Is that all right? Hey, man. And you can even get in and enjoy yourself, too. Hey, man, that don't bother me a bit. If you shout amen, that's kind of like at a boxing ring when you say, get him! Boy, that makes them want to do it a little bit more. So if you shout amen, that just makes me feel like doing it a little bit more. And so you just help me out a little bit. My daughter, as I said, she's sung a little bit of backup with my wife here and there. But last night's first night, she's really just got out and sung. And the pastor's wife said, how'd you get her to do that? I said, I don't know. I didn't do it. I've been praying for it, though. And she told me tonight, Brother Finley, I think it was earlier today, she said, Dad, we need to sing that song, I'm Tired of You, Devil. I said, really? Well, I said, I don't know, but she said, can't you find the words on that phone of yours? It's got all kinds of, yeah. So I found the words for her, and she's a little nervous, but she's going to try to sing it. Now, how many knows that song? How many knows that song? Some of you do, some of you don't. But I tell you what, it'll make her feel better if we all stand up. Yeah, it'll make her feel a little bit better. And then if she messes up, you just keep clapping your hands and act like you didn't notice it. Is that all right? Hey, man, let's just get in and worship the Lord tonight. Let's let the Lord have His way. Praise God. That's what I come for. He's here tonight. I want the Lord to touch us. Amen. Let's let the Lord have His way.
Tired of you, Satan. Tired of you, Satan. You've had me bound way too long. I'm gonna raise my hands toward heaven. I'm gonna sing me a happy song. Listen to me, devil. Tell you what I'm gonna do. You walked on me long enough. How am I gonna walk on you? I'm tired of you, Satan. You've had me bound way too long. I'm gonna raise my hands toward heaven. I'm gonna sing me a happy song. Took those Hebrew children, placed them in a fire. They came out a winner, and devil, you came out a liar. I'm tired of you, Satan. You've had me bound way too long. I'm gonna raise my hands toward heaven. I'm gonna sing me a happy song. We got a right to shout. We got a right to sing. The devil ain't got nothing. God's children got everything. I'm tired of you, devil. You've had me bound way too long. I'm gonna raise my hands toward heaven. I'm gonna sing me a happy song. You told me I couldn't make it. You told me not to try. But listen to me, devil. I'm gonna serve God till I die. Tired of you, Satan. You've had me bound way too long. I'm gonna raise my hands toward heaven. I'm gonna sing me a happy song. You're one of God's children, and you're tired of being bound. Say, get behind me, Satan, cause we're on shouting ground. Tired of you, Satan. You've had me bound way too long. I'm gonna raise my hands toward heaven. I'm gonna sing the Abbey song. Told me I couldn't make it. You told me not to try. But listen to me, devil. I'm gonna serve God till I die. I'm tired of you, Satan. You had me bound way too long. I'm gonna raise my hands to heaven. I'm gonna sing me a happy song. Took those Hebrew children, you placed them in a fire. They came out a winner, devil, you came out a liar. I'm tired of you, Satan. You've had me bound way too long. Raise my hands toward heaven. I'm gonna sing me a happy song. Devil, I wrote this message. I wrote it to you. I wrote it where you need to be, on the bottom of my shoe. Devil, please, Satan, I've been bound way too long. Raise my hands toward heaven. I'm gonna sing me a happy song. You're one of God's children, and you're tired of being bound. Say, get behind me, Satan, cause we're on shouting ground. Tired of you, Satan. You have me bound way too long. Raise my hands toward heaven. I'm gonna sing me a happy song. Told me I couldn't make it. You told me not to try. Listen to me, devil. I'm gonna serve God till I die. Tired of you, Satan. You've had me bound way too long. I'm gonna raise my hands toward heaven. I'm gonna sing me a happy song. We got a right to shout. We got a right to sing. The devil ain't got nothing. God's children have everything. I'm tired of you, Satan. You have me bound way too long. For heaven, I'm gonna sing me a happy song. Devil, I wrote this message. I wrote it to you. I wrote it where you need to be, on the bottom of my shoe. I'm tired of you, Satan. You had me bound way too long. I'm gonna sing me a happy song.
Well, I'm thankful to be free tonight. And I was thinking, as listening to the ones testify about, you know, being a Christian and everything, and I did not grow up in church. I'm not a fourth generation Pentecostal. I didn't actually grew up Catholic most of my life, and I was thinking about that and thinking about the how God has led me and brought me and how He taught me salvation. And I can remember I was a little bit older than her when I got saved. Joey Hype preaching youth camp one year. I happened to go to a youth camp and ended up getting saved. And I don't know about you. There's nothing like, you know, I've watched both sides. My dad was unsaved and he still is. And most of my life I got to see what it's like to live like a sinner and see what it's like to live like a Christian. I'll tell you what, there's nothing like living for Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I love Him tonight. I'm so thankful. God saved me from so many things. Saved me from a lot of heartache. Saved me from a lot of sin. Saved me from a lot of stress that I never have to go through because I gave my life and turned it over to Him. I love the Lord tonight. I'm so thankful for Him.
Hallelujah. Well, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. That's good. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're glad each and every one of you are here. And I hope by the end of service, if you're not glad yet, that you'll be glad that you were here too. Amen. Appreciate the home folk. Appreciate all the hard work that you've put into making sure that there was meals ready after the services. And appreciate you for keeping the barn meetings open so that we could be here this year. Amen. I want to preach out of the book of Amos. It's an itty bitty witty book in there, but it's in there. Amos. Book of Amos, chapter 3, and we want to look at the book of Matthew in chapter 18. Amen. Book of Amos, chapter 3, and the book of Matthew, chapter 18. And I want to say while you're turning there, I appreciate the people of God. I had some people in this meeting come up and said, I haven't seen you in years, Brother Gibb, but I remember what you preached. And they told me it was before I had any kids. My oldest one's 11. So that's a long time ago. And they come up and we started visiting. One lady come up. I didn't know her name. Still don't know her name. We never asked. But as we begin to talk to her, I just looked at her. I knew that I'd known her and I'd seen her before. And just getting to hear good reports of people. I tell you what, God is good. Amen. I need you to help me preach. Amen. I need you to pray and just do your best to pay attention. If I make a mistake, just act like it didn't happen. Book of Amos, chapter 3. And one verse, verse 12, Amos chapter 3 and verse 12, and also Matthew chapter 18. And let's all stand tonight as we read God's word. Amen. Oh, God, touch us tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Book of Amos chapter 3 and verse 12, one verse. Thus saith the Lord. That lets me know that's pretty important. If the Lord's the one saying, I mean, I know this is all His book, but boy, that's real important when I know this is what the Lord said. He said, as the shepherd taketh out of the mouth of the lion two legs or a piece of an ear, so shall the children of Israel be taken out that dwell in Samaria in the corner of a bed and in Damascus in a couch. Verse 12, thus saith the Lord, as the shepherd taketh out of the mouth of the lion two legs or a piece of an ear, so shall the children of Israel be taken out that dwell in Samaria. Book of Matthew chapter 18 and verse 11. Matthew 18 and 11, real short verses, says, for the Son of Man, that's Jesus. Jesus speaking here. He said, the Son of Man has come to save that which is lost. Amen. The Son of Man has come to save that which is lost. Let's pray one more time. I need all the prayer I can get. All right. Heavenly Father, we ask You, Lord, tonight that You'd strengthen me in my body. Lord, that You'd clear my mind. Lord, I pray that You'd help me with this nervousness, Lord. But most of all, God, I pray that You'd open the hearts of each and every individual in this place, not one but all. God, I pray that You'd help us to understand what it is You're wanting us to hear. God, I don't believe that anybody's here by accident tonight. But I believe that everybody that is here tonight is here because You wanted them here in Your house. God, I ask You, Lord, that You'd move and that You'd work. God, that You'd help us in this house. Lord, my words are so feeble. But
Lord, I know that your way, God, is so forceful. God, I ask you tonight, Lord, that your Spirit would come down and help us, God, in a way that only you can. Father, we'll thank you for it, Lord. We'll give you praise. We give you glory. Lord, on this last night, we thank you, Lord, for the way you moved and worked each and every night of this barn meeting, God, for 3 weeks, moving and working and touching souls and healing people. God, we thank you for that. Move and work again tonight in Jesus' name. Can I hear somebody say amen? Amen. Amen. You may be seated. And I'll try to stay calm for a little while. Amen. Now they scream and holler at those games where they kick that pigskin around. And people even drop it once in a while. And they still scream and holler. So I figure if I drop it, you just scream and holler. We'll be all right. Amen. Amen. Thus saith the Lord, as a shepherd taketh out of the mouth of the lion 2 legs or a piece of an ear, so shall the children of Israel be taken out that dwell in Samaria. I had a dream. I had a dream about 6 months ago. And I saw something. And when I woke up, it's maybe weird in your mind. But anyhow, this is what happened. I had a dream that a pit bull had either got a hold of me or got a hold of something. And when he got done, it was another pit bull because it was white. And it had all these red marks all over this other white pit bull, all these marks. And that pit bull was barely holding its head up, but it was still alive. And so I had a dream that I was running over to where the piano was. Don't ask me why in the world there was a piano next to that pit bull that was fighting, but there was. And I ran over there and I grabbed a pen and paper and began to write something down. And when I woke up, I had my hand in the air going like this, and there was no paper and no pen. So I just reached over to my nightstand. Most preachers have a pen and paper next to their nightstand. And I begin to write this down. And this is what I want to preach on tonight. He was cut up, but he was not crossed out. Amen. He was cut up. I want to tell you something. Amen. I was raised in church all my life. Amen. I didn't know anything about the drug life. I've learned more about drugs pastoring than I did knowing anything else. I know what pills you don't want to mix together. And I know about all those Xanaxes and stuff that you probably don't know anything about. I've had some people that came to the church that have overdosed on drugs, never intended on it. They had a real problem. Their back hurt. But they went out and they began to get addicted and all kinds of lifestyles. Amen. That some of those people have went through. But I want to tell you what, Brother Stauffer, some of them have lived some wicked lives. Amen. Shooting morphine straight up into their own veins. Amen. Tell me, Brother Gibbs, I'm trying to come off of it. I don't know what to do. Amen. They've been cut up. But I'm praying that God will reach them before they get crossed off the line. Amen. I believe that the devil, amen, wants to cross every one of you off, amen, the list of the living. And most importantly, he wants to make sure that you're lost when he does it. He doesn't want you to make heaven your home. You know why? Because there was a time when the devil was in heaven. That's right. The Bible said at one time that he was an angel. Amen. That he was in charge of the music of heaven. Amen. He knows what it's about, music. But I'm tired of you, devil. Amen. You've had me bound for far too long. Amen. I want to tell you, when I was a little boy, amen, almost 5 years old, I knelt down about right here at the Ole Inn Church, amen, and sought the face of God praying. I didn't even know what I was wanting. Everybody else was praying, so I was praying too. Oh God, give it to me. Amen. And I felt somebody put their hand on my back as I was praying. Some of you heard the story, but some of you ain't. And so I know it ain't good English, but some of you ain't heard it. And so as I was praying, I got done praying. I'm only almost five, not five yet. And I felt somebody pray. I was done praying, but somebody's praying. I didn't want to be rude. So I went ahead and stayed there and prayed. And when I prayed, I just prayed it again. I didn't know what else to pray. So I prayed it again. Amen. And when I got just about done, I began to feel something stirring in my heart that I'd never felt before. I couldn't explain it, but the hand was still on my back. So I began to pray a little longer. Amen. And after about the third time of praying that, I fell right over backwards, speaking in a language I didn't even know what in the world it was. Amen. But I tell you what, it was the Lord moving and working in my little heart and trying to set me apart from sin so that he could use me. I didn't know that. After I got all done praying, I went to my mama and said, Mama, who was praying for me? Who had their hand on my back? She said, Son, I wanted to pray for you, but God told me not to. There wasn't nobody praying for you. I tell you what, God had his hand on my back. Amen. And as I left that altar, when I got in my teen years, I got cold on the Lord. Amen. I wasn't doing anything that I didn't get a whooping for. If I, you know, had my daddy give me a whooping, he would light my blessed assurance. Amen. But you know what? Amen. There was a lot of times, amen, that I needed that same hand of God to kind of help me along the way. I remember when I was in a car with some friends, and they started handing the cigarettes around, and I just needed the Lord to help me. Come on here. Amen. I'm gonna tell you that God will help you every time. I didn't need that stuff. Amen. I wanted to fit in. I was the cool dude of the school. Amen. I played basketball, and I was the right guard. I was a co-captain. I was the good guy, you know. I was the only guy that kept all my clothes on when I played. Anyways, as I begin to look here, amen, I want to tell you that I'm glad for the shepherd. There was a lot of times that I got cut up. Amen, I want to tell you that there was even times that I got cut up while I was in church. Hey, come on here. Amen, there's some times that people said things about me, made me feel bad. Who's that boy think he is playing those drums like that? I don't know who he thinks he is. Amen, he's just showing off on that bass. I didn't know there was such a thing as showing off. I ain't ever been anywhere else but in church. And so I didn't know. Amen, but I'm going to tell you that my heart would get hurt. Amen, and I didn't want to get up there. My dad would sometimes say things that hurt so bad, Brother Finley. Amen, my heart was hurt. But I'm going to tell you, whether it's in church, whether it's at the job, there's times that you can get hurt, you can get bitter, and what you need is a shepherd that'll seek and save that which is lost. You need a God that'll love you and find you where you are. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. There's a few things that I find in this passage, and I'd like to bring them to your attention. The first thing I find is the mouth of the lion. Listen here. The Bible said, out of the mouth of the lion. Out of the mouth of the lion. I come to tell you that there is a lion that goes about. The Bible tells us, and Peter was writing, he said, the devil goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He wants to devour everything about you that's good. He wants you to become hateful. He doesn't want you smiling. Come on here. Amen. He wants to make you grumpy. He wants to make you hateful. Amen. He wants to make you cold. He doesn't want you to love anybody around you. He doesn't want you to care. Come on, y'all swim here. Amen. Why? Because he used to be in heaven. And he knows it now. And when the end of time comes, he's going to have to go to a place called hell. And if he has to go, he wants you to go also. Amen. He don't care about you. Little 7-year-old children having leukemia and sicknesses. Why? Not because of God, but because the devil hates everybody. There is a lion. I said, there is a lion. Out of the mouth of the lion. The lion is hungry. He is ravaging. He is roaring. Amen. There's many times, amen, that the devil's out to see who he can prey on, who he can get a hold of and destroy. Amen. He loves to destroy homes. He loves to destroy families. He loves to destroy the hopes of children. Come on here. Amen. There's a lot of children that are born into homes. They don't pick what home they're born in. They don't pick what family that they're born in. And as little children, there's some adults that abuse those kids and use those kids just to be able to make a little bit of money here and there. Oh, come on, y'all still with me here tonight. Amen. I want to tell you that there is the mouth of the lion. Can you say amen? In 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 17, the Bible said, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me. Oh, there have been a lot of times I've been in a place where I knew there was a lion. I could tell that the devil was out to try to destroy me. He wanted to take everything he could. Amen. But the Bible said, notwithstanding, amen, that the Lord stood with me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. What are you saying, preacher? I'm telling you that the devil wants to destroy you. The devil hates you with a purple passion. You better believe it. Amen. The devil doesn't love you. He wants to trip you up any way he can. Amen. The devil hates you. Now, come on, y'all with me here. Amen. Did you know? Amen. You know, this brother over here, Brother Clugston, he's a whole lot taller than I am. I know he's sitting down and he's almost tall as I am. Yeah. He's already up my shoulders. He ain't even standing yet, you know. You know why he's tall? I mean, Christy, you know why you're tall? Because of me. That's why you're tall. You're tall because I'm short. If there was no short people, there wouldn't be no tall people. Come on here. Amen. So when I realize hate is so bad. Amen. Hate is so bad. Amen. Why is hate so bad? How can hate be so bad? Because there is a love that is so good. Oh, somebody say amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad that there is love. Amen. There cannot be tall if there is no short. There cannot be no hate if there is no love. And I come to tell you that hate is very real, but so is God's love. Woo! Hallelujah. That excites me. Doesn't matter what anybody thinks of me. God still loves me. Come on, somebody say amen or oh me. Hallelujah. And not only is there the mouth of the lion, but there is the misery of the lamb. What does the Bible say? The Bible says in that same verse, amen, two legs or a piece of an ear. Amen. It does let me know that the lion is hungry, but it lets me know that the lamb is helpless. Come on here. The lamb is helpless. There is so many. There's a ruining and there is a removing. Come on here. I said there is a ruining and there is a removing. Amen. There are some things that the devil wants to destroy. Two legs or a piece of an ear. I believe there's a reason why it says that. Two legs, because a lamb has four legs, and two of them is already half of it. You can't make no progress if you ain't got no legs. Come on here. Amen. If they take one leg away, amen, you're gonna hop, but you ain't gonna get very far. Amen. Because you only got one leg. And the devil's trying to destroy the church's legs. He doesn't want you progressing in God. He doesn't want you destroying His kingdom. He doesn't want you getting strong in the Lord. Amen. He doesn't want you to get to the place, amen, that you're able to do a work for God. Come on here. Jordan, you better sit down, son. Your daddy's going to help you. Amen. I want to tell you here tonight that there is the misery of the lamb. The misery of the lamb. The progression is because of your legs. But the devil also wants to take your ear. And the devil's not going to use you to take somebody else's ear. Amen. Sometimes our ears get caught up with other things that we can't hear what the Lord wants us to hear. Come on here. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, seven times, the Bible says in the book of Revelation, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit would say to the church. Now why in the world, you know, if I gotta leave, I remember when my dad used to leave, and I was the oldest of six children. Yeah, I decided I'm never going to have six, and I got four. Lord help us. Amen. Got my two and two. I'm done, sister. I'm done. Amen. But I had six children, and I was the built-in babysitter. I didn't even get paid. Christy, that bad. Didn't even get paid for it. And sometimes they'd say, I don't want you on that phone while I'm gone. My goodness, can't even do that. But, you know, when I was babysitting there, sometimes my dad would say, son, amen, my number is on the refrigerator. And they'd put their phone number, and then they'd go, and they'd say, now make sure that the kids go to bed at the time they're supposed to. And don't forget the number's on the refrigerator. And then they'd go and they'd say, don't let them make a mess in the living room. Don't let them tear things up. Make sure they stay out of the kitchen. Don't forget now the phone number's on the refrigerator. You know what I realized? That must be pretty important. And I want to tell you that even so, spiritually, heaven, you can go to church and not even hear what it is God's saying. Come on here. Heaven, there's a lot of times that we go to the house of God and after church they say, what'd he preach? I don't know what he preached, but it's pretty good. They were all pretty excited about it. It must have been good. But I just can't remember. Bring you a pen and paper and write it down. Sure, that's all right. Hey, man, I just want to know what he had to say. Hey, man, pinned out why? Because they're the words of God. Lord, remind me. I want to know. The devil wants to steal the ears and the legs of the lamb. Why? Because he wants to devour you. Amen. He wants to devour you. Oh, God, help me a little while here tonight. Amen. I want to tell you that I want to see every single one of you in heaven. Not just one, not just two, but every single one of you. I want to see you in heaven. Amen. That's my goal. That's what life's about. Amen. There was an old black man that was laying in his little cabin. And the doctor came to him and checked him out. And the preacher came in there. And the doctor told the preacher, said, you're going to have to tell him that there's nothing more I can do and he's going to die. And so he went on into that little cabin and he said, sir, I'm supposed to tell you that there's nothing more the doctors can do. And that black man laid there and took a big deep breath and he said, this is the reason I was born, is that I might live and die. I don't know how old I'll be when I die. Heaven, I want to tell you that if I die at the age of 40, that means I reached midlife at the age of 20. Y'all still with me here? Amen. I want to tell you that I may get cut up, but I'm not crossed out yet. Amen. There may be some bad things that are happening in my life. And I remember as a boy growing up, I said, God, I know you've got a plan for me, but I don't think I'll ever be able to do anything for you. Come on here. Amen. God, I don't know if you could ever help me out of this. Amen. I was getting cut up. There was a lot of things happening in my lifetime. I ain't going to tell you all about it. Amen. My family splitting up and all kinds of things, crushed. Amen. I can't even go into the details. It shocks some of you. But some of you know, amen, some of the things about my family. But I'm going to tell you something. God was still able to keep me. Even though I got cut up, I've not been crossed out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've been picked up. Why? Because when I started feeling so cut up, I went to Him who made my heart. There's a lot of times I said, God, nobody understands what I feel like. God says, oh, but I do. Oh, but I do. And there's a lot of times I kneel down feeling so weak. Feel like I can't go another step. Feel like life is just, what in the world am I going to, what is the reason for living anyways? When I was a youth pastor, I had a young man come in wearing the big old black pants. I mean, that's so big I didn't know if he had shoes or not because it covered his feet, you know. And he'd come in there and had all these rings in his ears. And he was had dyed his hair black, and he even had black fingernails. Yeah. Had that black stuff on his eyes. They called it goth. I said, well, that's close to God, but I think it was the opposite. And I began to talk to Adam Goldsmith, and he ended up going to prison because he stole a 24-pack of Pepsi out from the sheets. My goodness, what a reason to go to prison. But as I began to talk to him, he looked at me one day and he said, preacher, could you tell me what am I here on this earth for anyways? Why am I here? I said, I'm glad you asked. I said, there was a God in heaven that came down to this old earth. Come on, y'all swim here. Amen. God wanted to visit with somebody that would love Him because He wanted to. I'll tell you what, I got the best woman in the world. You know how I know it? Because most of the rest of the women around here probably wouldn't put up with me. Amen. I know I got the best one in the world. But I want to tell you what, I'm glad she chooses to love me. Amen. How would it feel if I had to chain her up every night in the house to make sure she didn't run away? Oh, she loves me. I just won't let her leave. Hey, you don't know if she loves you or not. But I'm going to tell you that God refuses to chain any of us and make us serve Him. What does He do? He brings people into our lives, amen, that can present us with Christ and let us know that there is a higher road that we can walk. I don't have to walk through that low valley all by myself. But I've got a shepherd that walks with me. And he talks with me. And he tells me that I am his. Amen. David said in Psalms 23, yea, the Lord through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because He walks with me. And then He talks with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I want to tell you something about my children. Him and my little daughter there, I mean, she's pretty brave. But every once in a while, she gets real frightened. And you know what? As long as I say, come on, sissy, we'll go together. All right, daddy. She'll grab that hand and away she goes. She knows it's going to be all right. Big old daddy's walking with her. I come to tell you that I have a heavenly father. Hey, I don't have to go through all that misery by myself. Come on, I don't care. If you've got blood running through your veins tonight, you have suffered misery. You ever been picked on by her? I mean, by your sisters? Yeah, he's felt misery. Hey, but I want to tell you that every one of us have been picked on, have been put down. It doesn't matter how popular you are. The more popular you become, the more criticism you must take. Hey, but I come to tell somebody here tonight that you can be in a whole crowd of people and still feel so lonely. Why? Because you are a helpless lamb. Hey, man, the misery, hey, man, that comes. I'm here to tell you, you might get cut up, but you don't have to be crossed off. Can somebody say, Amen? Bible said in Psalms 22:13, they gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and roaring lion. Just after me. When I was a kid, I don't remember seeing it, but I remember hearing it. I remember a rabbit or something running, and you see that wolf that's after that rabbit. As that rabbit's bouncing back and forth, and that you can hear the clutches of that teeth. As that wolf was trying to snap at that rabbit that's running. There's been some times in life I felt like I was running back and forth, trying to do my best to stay outside of the clutches of Satan. Amen. On a day, just because you go to church doesn't mean you're outside the clutches of Satan. Come on here. You got to still walk with the King. You got to still make up your mind that I can't do this by myself. Amen. If I'm not careful, hurts will get down in my heart and bitterness will spring up. Come on here. I don't know about you, but my goal in life is not to be the richest man in this world. My goal is not to own the best car. My goal is to make sure that somebody else doesn't have to die lost and go to a hell that was created for the devil. It was never made for you, but the devil wants us to go there. Come on here. Amen. I want to tell you that I might be, amen, just a helpless lamb. I might be in misery, but I'm glad that there's a Lord. Oh, come on, somebody say amen. There is the mouth of the lion. There is the misery of the lamb. But third and lastly, there is the mercy of the Lord. I heard the preacher sharing tonight about God's mercy. What kind of God would allow somebody to get into a motorcycle accident? Why didn't he stop it from happening? I tell you why. Because it was mercy that allowed him to lay on his back and say, wait a minute, let me think about this. Come on here. Amen. God's mercy. How many times have I been just about ready to slip off into the deep? Amen. And before somebody reached out a hand and said, would you like to go to church with me? Woo! Come on here. Amen. I'm a pastor. And so I go to church all the time. But church sometimes that I didn't know that there's a revival going on. And on a Monday night, I could go to church. Wow. I already go on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. Sometimes on Friday. Sometimes I find a church on Saturday. But on a Monday night, hey man, when the world's scratching her hangovers out here saying, oh, what happened? I can say, boy, I'm going to church. Hey. So I can talk to the Creator, so He can let me know what's going to happen. Amen. I believe that there is the mercy of the Lord. Here's what the Bible said. Out of the mouth of the lion, the shepherd taketh. I want to tell you tonight that the shepherd is hopeful. He is hopeful for you. The shepherd has high hopes for you. Come on here. Oh, preacher, you don't know what I've done. No, I don't. But God does. And He still has you here tonight. You could be in your own church, but tonight you're here listening to this message. Come on here. And but tonight there's a lot of places you could be tonight, brother, but God has you here to let you know that God isn't sitting there with a 2x4 and going to beat you over the head, but instead He's got a hand, amen, to lift you up out of that. Amen. David said He had brought me up out of a horrible pit and out of a miry clay. What kind of pit did God pull you out of? Amen. I've heard people say drugs and alcohol. Had a young lady come to me and she said, I won't say her name, amen, but she said, Brother Gibbs, she said, I'm in such a bad way, I don't think God loves me. She said, I sleep with men not for money, but just so I have a place so I can live. Amen. I come to from place to place. Is she a bad person? She's a lost person that's trying to find love. She's had men lust over her because she's pretty. Amen. But I'm going to tell you that the devil's trying to destroy her, and she's looking older and older. And when she told me she wasn't even 21, I had no idea. She knelt down at an old altar and I began to talk to her about Adam and Eve, and she didn't even know who they were. Amen. I come to tell you that there's people that are street smart, but they don't even know the mercy of my Lord. There's people that don't even know who Jesus is. Amen. I come to tell you tonight, you might be sitting in church all your life, but I want to ask you, do you really know who Jesus is? Come on here. Anybody know who Obama is? Do you really? You really know him? What in the world does he want to do these next 4 years? My goodness gracious. You don't have no idea. When he said change, I thought he was going to bring change, not just leave me a little bit of change. Hey, man, I want to tell you what, and I'm not here for politics. Just I hope I didn't make nobody mad. If I did, come to me after church, and I'll make you a little bit more mad. No, I just let you know which way's right. Hey, man, I do want to tell you here. I'll give you facts now. I'll give you facts. Listen here. Hey, man, I believe that there is a master, but we need to understand that the Lord has mercy. Oh, did you know what mercy is? That's getting something you don't deserve. You don't deserve for a God in heaven to love you. Come on here. How many's ever thought, boy, I don't know if God would ever accept me? Come on. Hey, man, you saints have been in church for 40 years. Hey, man, you're still not worthy enough for God to accept you. Bible says your righteousness, the right things you can do, it's like filthy rags. There is a master. Amen. There is a Lord that is merciful. Amen. I come to tell you that what God has is a salvage yard, not a scrap yard. Hallelujah. Amen. God is not interested in grinding you up into pieces and throwing you away. But what God wants to do is put all the pieces back together again. Amen. Come on, listen to me here. Amen. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Anybody ever heard that? Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses, all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together. You ever feel like your life has been broken and the yoke has ran down the hill? Come on here. Amen. All the king's horses, nobody can fix me. The king's men, I come to tell you, you need to come tonight to the king. Hey, look a little higher. Amen. His men and his horses can't do nothing. But what in the world could the king do? If I would just allow the Lord to take a hold of my life and say, Lord, make me again, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from my presence, O Lord. Come on here. I believe that God still has mercy. Can you say amen? Amen. On Calvary, I'll tell you what happened. The Bible says the roaring of the lion and the voice of the fierce lion and the teeth of the young lion, they have been broken. Amen. I want to tell you that the devil has real teeth and he will shred you to pieces. Amen. He will. You are no match against the devil. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter how much of the Bible you know. You can quote it forwards and backwards. That's not going to get you into heaven. Come on here. Amen. I know what the Bible says. Yes, yes, yes. But I want to tell you, there's something else about getting alone with God and saying, Lord, it's me, O Lord, and I need your help. Hey, come on here. Amen. I think one of the greatest pictures is when you see somebody that's so strong and so mighty, and they're kneeling down at an old-fashioned altar saying, God, I can't do it, but I know that you can. Amen. I come to tell you that you might be cut up, but you don't have to be cut off. You don't have to be crossed out. Amen. I come to tell you that there is a Lord that is merciful. He's got mercy. And the Bible said that his mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Every morning he renews his mercy. So no matter how much you use, he's there to give you a little bit more. All he wants you to do is to come to him. There have been a lot of times that I've looked at my kids and they've been crying in a corner somewhere. I said, come on, come on, come to daddy. Come on, come on. Hey, man, they come running and they just leap up into the air and I grab a hold of them. Hey, man, I want to tell you that the Bible talks about the prodigal son. And you know what the Bible said? The Bible said that the father ran to meet him and embraced him. Hey, man, I want to tell you that that's exactly what Father God wants to do. He wants to embrace somebody here tonight. God's not out to discard you as being useless, as being worthless, as being ineffective, but rather he wants to act and bring something saving to you. He wants to save you from the fire and the danger that the devil wants to destroy you with. Him and I come to tell you tonight, there is the mouth of the lion. There is the misery of the lamb. But there is the mercy of the Lord. Can you say amen? There was a man on death row. And he only had just a couple hours to live. And now he's going to go ahead and extinguish his life. And he was guilty. He was guilty. And the president or whoever, the governor, signed a pardon for him, Brother Finley. And they said, here's a pardon if you'll just accept it. Come on here. I want to ask you tonight. There's a pardon. There is a pardon. There is a Savior. There is a Lord that wants to give you mercy. Oh, come on, saints. You still with me here tonight? Here's what the Bible said. The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and destroy. Amen. I want to tell you that the ultimate thief is Satan. He comes to steal your joy. He comes to steal your peace. He comes to steal your happiness. He comes to steal everything you've got. Amen. They said you can't get blood out of a turnip. I tell you what, if anybody can, the devil can. He'll get everything out of you he can. He'll wring you out and use you up, and you'll be a crusty dish rag out there on a rack. Amen. But I want to tell somebody here tonight that there is, amen, a master that has mercy tonight. Hallelujah. Why? Because the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But he said, I am also come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. You don't have to die. You don't have to go through that. The Bible said, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Who are you preaching to tonight? I'm preaching to everybody that can hear me. Because you know what? If you're not careful, you will discount what the devil can do to you. Come on. Oh, I know some of my friends, but I ain't going to do that. Hey, man, I seen a parade. Honey, come to the piano. I seen a parade. Hey, man, I was supposed to be riding in it on my horse, but I decided not to. But as I was watching, I seen this big old bull, this Texas Longhorn. These big old horns out both sides. I mean, it was long. You know what I'm talking about. Those big old Longhorns. And as he was walking along, big old bull that he was, heaven, and they had a ring in his nose, and they had this 2-year-old sitting on his back. I was thinking, oh Lord. But they had that ring, and they'd pull on it, and that bull would take a couple steps forward, and they'd pull, and he'd take another couple steps. Heaven, as strong as that bull was, that ring was telling that bull which way you're going. Heaven, I want to tell you that the devil wants to put a ring in your life, and he don't ever want you to get free. But the Bible said that if you bind the strong man, hey man, there's somebody that went to Calvary for me. I should have been hanging on that cross, Sister Stauffer. Hey man, but Jesus went for me. You know why? Because he knew by him dying, he could die for me, and that would open the ring, and no longer do I have to be bound. My daughter sung it to you tonight. I'm tired of you, devil. You've had me bound far too long. There's some of you that have sat on these bales before. Hey man, some of you that have been to church before. Hey man, and you don't hardly raise your hands because you're bound. Amen. You don't speak in tongues because you're bound. Amen. You don't pray like you need to because you're bound. But tonight, you can have a ticket to go free. That man on death row can choose to accept that pardon. Or he can choose to say, no, maybe some other time. But just an hour and a half, they're going to be putting him in that chair. Amen. I want to tell you here tonight, nobody's promised to live tomorrow. Amen. You go to that cemetery, you're going to find people of all ages. God has spared us many times. How many times will I be spared? The mercy of the Lord. But I come to tell you tonight, it's His mercy. Oh, come on here. I'm going to go out on a limb just a little bit here. I got some folks back home, and they tell me, Brother Gibbs, he said it tonight. He said, we planned for months to go to church, but it seemed like every time we wanted to go that the devil would try to do something to stop it. I planned on going, but it didn't end up going. I planned on it, but something come up. I want to tell you tonight, the devil will always bring something up. But tonight, somehow, you're here. You think that's by accident? There's a lot of things that the devil wants to make you think are accidents. They're on purpose. You think it's by accident you meet the people you meet? Some people we meet because the devil wants us to meet them. Some people we meet because God wants us to meet them. Oh, come on, y'all still with me here. Hey, man, I'm closing. You might be cut up, but you don't have to be crossed out. I want us to stand all over this place tonight. If you died before these lights were turned out, if you died tonight before the lights are turned out, if you died before I set the microphone down, would you wake up in heaven or would you wake up in hell? I want to tell you, I don't want nobody to go to hell. It don't matter how many times you've been to church. You can still die lost and go to hell. You can be a preacher's kid. You can die lost and go to hell. I don't want nobody to go to hell. I don't want my worst enemy to go to hell. I don't want nobody. I don't want Hitler to go to hell. I know he done a lot of evil things, and he deserves to be punished, but he don't deserve to go to hell. Only the devil should go to hell. And I come to tell you tonight that God never intended for anybody in this place to go to hell. There's a heaven that God has prepared that our brother was sharing to us about. Streets of gold. Gates with made out of pearls. It's a great place. But I'm not going to heaven because it's a wonderful place. They got mansions here that are beautiful. You know why I want to go to heaven? Because I want to see Jesus. The one that loves me. The one that died for me. The one that stepped out and said, no, don't take him. Take me. Absalom died, hung by his head. And a man threw darts through his heart and killed him. And Absalom was the son of David, the king. You know what David said? Oh, Absalom, would to God that I could have died in your place. Why, Absalom, did you have to die? I'd have done anything so that you didn't die lost and go to hell. Him and I want to tell you tonight that nobody knows your heart but you. Nobody knows those secret things in your heart. Those little things that have creeped in. Him and I want to tell you tonight that if you are a murderer, you're going to die lost and go to hell. Him and I'm not a murderer, preacher. I'm a good person. If you tell little white lies, you're going to go to hell. It's still a lie. It's still false. Him and just the little things. I can't do it then. I can't. You can. Because there is the mercy of the Lord. And I want to tell you that there is a Lord that sent this old boy right here all the way from Oklahoma to come bring you a message from heaven and let you know you don't have to die lost. You can make it to heaven. You can make it to heaven. Do you understand all the things that Jesus did for us so that we can go to heaven? Oh, God. He pleaded my case. Come on, saints. I want the saints of God to begin to pray.
To the stand. God saving grace, the blood was presented.
God's blood was presented,
and it covered my sins.
Forgiven when mercy walked in. One more time.
Oh, in God's mercy walked in.
And he pleaded my case. And he called to the stand.
God's saving grace.
The blood was presented. And it covered my sins. Oh, forgiven. When God's mercy walked in. Every head bowed, every eye closed just for a moment. I'm not here tonight to embarrass anybody. That's not my goal. But with every head bowed, every eye closed, nobody looking just for a moment. For your benefit, let's just bow our heads. I want to ask you tonight, is there somebody, you'd raise your hand and you'd say, right now, preacher, if I died right this instant, I don't think I'd make it to heaven and I'd sure like to. Would you raise that hand straight up? I want to go to heaven. God bless that hand. Somebody else. I want to make sure I get to go to heaven. I don't want to die lost. I'm not a bad person, but I realize tonight that there is a lion that's after me. The mouth of the lion wants to destroy me. Is there somebody else? I'm just taking a few minutes here. Him and somebody that said, I'm tired of the misery and I want to trade that misery in on mercy. Is there somebody else? I'm not here to embarrass you. I just like to help somebody. God bless that hand. I'm not sure that if I died right now, I don't think I'd make it to heaven. Somebody else real quick. God bless that hand. Oh, come on, somebody else. I want to know tonight that I'd make heaven my home. Oh, come on here. Somebody else. Oh, real quick. I want to make heaven my home. Oh, I want that mercy. Somebody else, real quick. Oh, come on, God loves you. God loves you tonight. I'm not sure if I'd make heaven my home or not. If I died on my way home, I want to know that I'd make it. I want to embrace this Savior. I want to know that I've got a God that loves me enough that He's walking with me. I'd like to accept Him. I'd like to allow Him into my life. I'd like to let Him know that I love Him. You see, God created you so that you would love God. And tonight, God wants you to let Him know that you love Him. And say, God, I want to give you all of my life. Is there somebody else? You just raise your hand real quickly. Come on, God's touching you. Come on, God's touching your heart real quick. Oh, don't let the devil do what he wants. Let God do what he wants. Oh, come on, just for a moment. Him and I'm tarrying. God loves you. Come on, real quickly. If you want this, I'm not going to force it to you. Amen. But if you'd say, preacher, that's what I want. Hey, man, I'm happy in the life I'm living, but I think I'd be a whole lot happier this life you're talking about. And I'd like to accept this, just like the pastor said tonight. Tears streamed down his little eyes, and he felt that big knot in his throat. That was God. Amen. Trying to let him know, I love you. Amen. He was feeling God's spirit. Didn't even realize it. Oh, come on. Would somebody surrender to that spirit tonight? Let the Lord fight your battles. Is there anybody else real quickly tonight? Oh, I don't want to make you. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to embarrass you. But is there somebody real quick? You'd raise that hand straight up. With every head bowed and every eye closed. Hand straight up, straight down. Oh, God, have your way. God, have your way. Oh, come on, saints of God. You're helping me pray tonight. Are you helping me pray tonight? Come on, God's dealing with somebody. God's dealing with somebody in this place. God's trying to reach a soul. Amen. I don't know how long they've got to live tonight. They may have 50 years. But they may have just a couple. I'd like to know they're going to make it to heaven. That'd make the 20-some hours out here. And the 20-some hours back. That'd make it worth the drive. Amen. If somebody gets saved. Is there somebody else? You just raise that hand and say, preacher, it's me. I need Jesus. I need this Jesus. I've had church just like the pastor said, but I don't have Jesus like you're talking about. Is there somebody real quick? Real quick. Oh, call to the stand. God's saving grace. You see, the blood was presented and it covered
my sin.
Forgiven. Cleansed.
When mercy walked in.
There's a lot of judges in this world. There's a lot of judges. Some of them wear a black gown. Some of them live next door. There's a lot of judges. But there's only one judge that matters. And that's the judge, Christ Jesus. I wouldn't want to look that judge in the eyes and him say, hey, here's the marks I took to die for you. And instead, you're not wanting me. How about you? Would you accept him tonight? Hallelujah. I want to invite everybody that will. It says, Brother Gibbs, I thank you for this message. I want to make sure that I don't ever fall into the clutches of Satan. Would you step out of your seat and come on? Come on, let's gather right here around the front. Come on, everybody that will. Come on, come on, come on, saints. Come on, everybody that will. Step right out and come. Come on, step right out and come. That's it. Mercy walk in. Come on, that's it. God, I need you. Come on, come on, step right out and come. God's mercy. Mercy walked in. And it pleaded. Come on, that's it. These altars are open. I want Jesus in my life. I want more of him than I've ever had before.
God's saving grace.
You see, the blood was
presented, and it covered my sin. Forgiven. Mercy walked in. When God's mercy walked in and pleaded my case, called to the stand.
Oh, God's saving grace. You see, the blood was presented, and it covered my sin. Forgiven, oh,
when mercy.
Don't you want to be forgiven tonight? Come on, that's it right there where you are. God, I'm sorry for my sins. God, would you touch me tonight? Oh, God, would you help us, Lord? God, we're not here by accident tonight. Lord, we need to be where you want us to be. God, I know that you love us tonight. You care about us, Lord. I'm asking you, Lord, to touch tonight. Lord, would you do a work, Lord, in our hearts and our souls? Talk to him tonight. Come on, talk to him tonight. God, I need you. God, I'm asking you to help me, Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you to touch me, Jesus.
Mercy walked in. Oh, with God's mercy walked in. Oh, and pleaded my case. Cold to the stand. Lord God, saving grace. The blood was presented and it covered.
Come on right there where you are. Just talk to Jesus. Lord, I need you, Jesus. Lord, I need you, Jesus. Lord, tonight right here in this barn, I want to accept you, God, to be the Lord of my life. Some of us have let some things slip in our lives. We need to put that back under the control of the Lord. Oh, God, we need you, Jesus. God, would you touch us tonight, Lord? God, would you help us?
Saving grace, the blood was presented.
Lord, you love us tonight. God, you care about us tonight, Lord. Oh, God, would you touch us in your right, your spirit? Touch us by your spirit. Lord, walk up and down these aisles tonight, oh God. Lord, walk in this little barn, as humble as it may be. Walked in, and he pleaded my case, and he called to the stand. God's saving grace,
the blood was presented, and it covered my sin. Forgiven. Well, I went in the courtroom. The judge turned my way. It looks like you're guilty. Now what do you say? I stood there in silence. I had no defense, but that's when mercy walked in. Oh, when God's mercy walked in, pleaded my case, called to the stand. God saving
grace. You see, the blood was
presented, and it covered my sin.
Forgiven
when mercy walked in. Oh, when God's mercy walked in and pleaded my case, called to the stand. God's saving grace, the blood was presented
and it covered my sins, Lord,
forgiven when mercy walked in.
Oh, when God's mercy walked in, and he pleaded my case, called to the stand. God saving grace.
The blood was presented, and it covered my sin. Forgiven
when mercy, God's mercy walked in. Come on, let the Lord touch your heart. Come on, this door of opportunity. Allow the Lord to have his way.
And pleaded my case.
Come on, let the Lord touch you tonight.
Called
Come on, talk to him.
The
Don't let the devil lie to you.
God
Don't let the devil lie to you tonight. Don't harden up. Lord, have your way in me. God, would you help me, Jesus? God, would you help me, Jesus?
My sin, forgiven, with mercy walked in. Oh, with God's mercy walked in. Pleaded my case, called to the stand.
Oh, God saved me.
Called to the stand, God. me walked in. I don't know why Jesus loved me. I don't know why He cared. I don't know why He'd sacrifice His life. Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad He did.
Where would I be
if He didn't love me? Where would I be if He didn't care? Where would I be if He didn't sacrifice His life? Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad He did.
I don't know why He loved me.
I don't know why He would care. I don't know why He would sacrifice His life. Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad He did.
I don't know why He would love me.
I don't know why He could care. I don't know why He would sacrifice His life. Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad He did.
Where would I be if He didn't love me?
Where would I be if He didn't care? Where would I be if He hadn't sacrificed His life? Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad He did. Why
He would love me.
I don't know why He would care. I don't know why He would sacrifice His life. Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad He did. Where would I be if He didn't love me? Where would I be if He didn't care? Where would I be if He hadn't sacrificed His life? Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad He did.
I don't know why He would love me.
I don't know why He would care. I don't know why He would sacrifice His life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad He did. Where would I be if He didn't love me? Where would I be if He didn't care? Where would I be if He didn't sacrifice His life? Oh, but I'm glad, so glad He did.
He loves me more and more. That's one thing that I am sure from my heart. Now He'll keep me by His power. He took away my every sin, and I know He lives within. Yes, He loves me. Yes, He loves me more and more. Yes, He loves me more and more. That's one thing that I am sure from. By His power, He took
keeps me by His power. He took away my every sin, and I know He lives within. Yes, He loves me. Yes, He loves me more and more. Yes, He loves me more and more. That's one thing that I am sure. From my heart, keeps me by His power. He took away my every sin. He lives within. Yes, He loves me. Loves me more and more. That's one thing that I am sure. From my heart and how He keeps me by His power. Took away my every sin. Lives within. Yes, He loves me. Yes, He loves me more and more.
Praise the Lord. God's been at work in this place tonight. And I appreciate the Lord, amen, sending His love and His mercy, amen, our way, speaking to our hearts, amen, tonight to help us, amen, to get a little closer to Him. Amen. We're on our way to heaven. There's a heaven to gain. There's a hell to shun. Amen. And we need to keep on pressing on. Hold up the hands of those that hang down. Encourage one another. Amen. We don't want anyone to be left behind. But we want to encourage one another to press on. Amen. And I appreciate what the Lord's done, and even for our visitors that have come tonight. And thank the Lord. Amen. Maybe somebody would like to tell us what the Lord's done for you here tonight. Amen. I know God's done some great things. Amen. And I tell you, I felt the presence of God. I know Almighty God, the same God that created heaven and earth and everything therein. Amen. Is the same God that was here tonight. Amen. That gave God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. That same God that gave His only begotten Son, He was here. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. As our brother said earlier, that, you know, there's angels encamped around those that love Him. Yes. We don't see it. You know, we see empty bells here and there, but all around, amen, in our presence here tonight, there's angels. We don't see them. They're invisible, but they're here. And I appreciate the Lord tonight for what He's done. Amen. Anybody want to testify? Anybody want to say anything? Amen. What God's done in your heart? Thank the Lord. Praise you, Jesus.